the grand finale. We coming through with the Madden family, and only the baddest athletes gonna survive. When you see four or five of my guys piling up on top of you in front of your eyes, feel the impact, dual shock starts to kick back. Hey yo, it's Madden 2001, you need to get that and feel like you in the game playing for real. It's like royalty, so nil.
It's like hot one, hot two, high. Who the champions? East swinging big sights.
NFL fans, welcome to another edition of This Week in the NFL here at the North-South Connection Podcast Network. I'm your co-host, the Cowboy, gearing up for week three. Joined our four-man booth, became a three-man booth, and tonight, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on what you think of Cowboy Senior, we have a two-man booth. I'm joined by my A1 since day one, the guy who's been doing this with me since the beginning, Mr. John D'Amato. John, how you doing? Mr. John D'Amato, how you doing?
A lot better now. I figured it out. Kicking it old school, just us two.
Kicking it old school. John doing kind of like the old guy thing, left himself on mute there, right? We've all been there, John. How's it going?
Pretty good.
G-Man put up quite a fight there.
A typical result, unfortunately. The less we talk about it, the better, but I guess we have to eventually.
Yeah. It was a good game.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, Jones finally went through a game without no turnovers. He played well, and the rest of the team failed him. So it's either one or the other. That's the mark of a losing team. When, you know, one week it's the offense, one week it's a turnover, one week it's this.
You did. John and I were messaging during the game, and you did, John, you did, like, say what was going to happen before it happened at the end.
Predicted the final score, yeah.
I put my foot in my mouth. I said, maybe the defense gets a stop.
That two-play drive.
60 yards or something.
That two-play drive sucked the life out of me. It might have sucked the life out of me for, like, the season. It's going to be tough to get back in. We'll see. But you never know.
There were some positives for the Giants.
Yeah, like I said, the offensive line and Jones, of course. But I think that's just a thing where he has something with Washington, where, you know, he plays the WFT. He plays well against them. So
this week is but both teams really, you know. The loser of Falcons-Giants should really just start angling for the number one pick.
Yeah, even the winner, there's not going to be much of a season anyway. I can't believe this is it's the third week, and this is the only matchup of 0-2 teams. So.
It's true. The G-Men are rightfully favored. The Falcons have not looked good.
Yeah, but it's only a field goal. So
it is. It's a home team thing.
Yeah. I mean, if the Giants don't win this one, forget. You can forget about pretty much the season anyway. But it would be a real disaster if they don't come through here.
Matty Ice hasn't looked good so far this year.
The new coach is going to take a while to adjust. So some coaches get right in and. Some coaches struggle. It takes a while. I think he's waiting for his best plays for when the new quarterback comes in that he can pick with his GM.
That's a good point. Get rid of the old guy, right? Get rid of the old guy.
Yeah.
So we're recording this
actually,
on.
Surprised me though how they hung in. It wasn't a total disaster that versus Tampa. They actually hung in for a half and made it interesting.
Yeah, I kind of thought they were going to hang a little. I mean, their offense played at least decent. I mean, not good, but decent. I mean, the defense was real bad. Tampa looks like one of these.
Juggernaut, yeah.
Like, just on a mission. I mean, Brady, not to gush, but I mean, it is pretty incredible what he's doing. Even if he blows out his Achilles and doesn't play another down, to do what he's done at age 44 is pretty impressive.
Oh my God! He just keeps he just keeps doing unbelievable things, and now he's talking about he wants to play to 50.
Why not?
Wouldn't count him out. Yeah.
Well, all the stuff that was like, and I mean, I was guilty of this too, like the TB12 method stuff and the Alex Guerrero stuff that people made fun of him for. I mean, I don't know. The guy looks like he's like 28 years old. And you ever see the picture they put up with like when he became whatever the oldest quarterback to start a game, and they put him next to George Halas, who I think it was, who was the same age, but looked like it was like a grandfather and grandson. Yep. That's what it looked
like. And plus, he surrounds himself in a good situation with the offensive line. Obviously, he's only taking a few hits a game. So
good defense, and then. The big thing that's got to be just for him and like as a Patriot fan, that's kind of difficult, is that they did what a lot of Patriots fans said the Pats should have done, right? Which is just surround him with a bunch of weapons. Yeah. And then he's not done. You know, I mean,
those last couple seasons in New England, it was unfathomable. It was pretty much just Edelman and anybody else. And, and that's why this big splurge this offseason when the Patriots they signed like six tight ends and gave them, $20 million each or whatever. I was like, why did they do that when during Tom's last couple of years?
Screw you, Tom. We're going to do it for Mac Jones.
But I guess Bill's not perfect. I mean, you're already greatest coach of all time, and Ed plus whatever, you could say he's the greatest GM too. So it's,
he has had issues at the receiver position. Can't draft receivers. None of the receivers that they drafted have been good. Edelman was a lucky one, right? He was a quarterback. They drafted him, but all the guys that they take in the first or second round end out like Harry bums. That's all right though. But the Pats did get a nice win, beat down of the Jets. So it was kind of like a. Before the game, the talk, the easy analysis was, oh, Zach Wilson against a Belichick defense, he's going to have trouble. Well, I guess he did. Was he four picks? Did he throw interceptions on three consecutive passes? Two or three? It was two in a row and three out of four, yeah. I think.
The Bills mojo on rookie quarterbacks.
Real tough. I mean, that was a brutal performance. Like what's happening with Wilson, you almost wonder if they'd be better off just putting him in bubble wrap for the year and sitting him, right? Because you've seen this before with quarterbacks. I think like it was a David Carr, right? David Carr came out, got sacked like 125 times his first season and was just never the same, was never good. Like confidence was gone. You worry about that a little bit with Wilson. All right. Good little open. We talked Patriots. We talked Giants. I'm sure everybody's thrilled.
Also, I heard there was I think Mr. Kraft, he must have had like his 10th, 80th birthday party Monday. It was a big private party with the Rolling Stones at Gillette. So Mr. Kraft is living life. You didn't get a chance to you didn't get your invite. I was waiting for my don't we know somebody that works for the Patriots? But the invite.
We do. Yeah.
I didn't really get.
Maybe not quite up the ladder enough. I don't know.
What do you think, Mr. Kraft's favorite Rolling Stones song? It's got to be a "Stop Me Up," right?
It's got to be. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
That's the Orchids of Asia. That's the song when he goes into Orchids of Asia. That's what he requests.
I don't know about all that, John. And so maybe, John, maybe there's a little reason Cowboy Senior's not here tonight.
Yeah, I'm taking advantage of throwing some extra ones in there.
Well, we got that, but then also he said he was reffing, going to be home late. I wonder if it's because of the Bears' performance on Sunday. Big home win for the Bears, 2017 over the Bengals. Wasn't as close as the score would indicate.
Well, the defense won the game for them.
They played good. Roquan Smith. Yeah.
And actually, I'm sure they were celebrating that Dalton got hurt and Fields came in, but Dalton actually played but played a lot better than Fields.
He did. But now Fields gets the whole week with the first team in practice. We'll see. It's a real tough first matchup.
Oh, the Browns.
Bears at Browns. The Browns coming off a...
It was a
big win over the Texans. Big win over the Texans. That's why it slipped my mind, John, because it was the Texans and they played last night and it got me all screwed up.
Yeah, but yeah,
Browns, that was nip and tuck. Nip and tuck for a while. But to be fair, Tyrod Taylor had been playing really well. But the Browns, not super impressive in that game. Right? They gave up some yards. The defense was not great. The Texans defense isn't very good, so the Browns were able to get some work done there. But this game is in
Cleveland.
This game is in Cleveland, mm-hmm. Right?
Landry going down hurts them, right?
It does. Well, no, but OBJ's back.
Yes.
Your course. Guy.
Yes. The big triumph. He's going to make a big triumphant return. He's there. I would bet on him getting in the end zone and making a big play. He's good for those dramatic moments of week 3.
When the lights are brightest.
Yeah. Right? Those week 3 moments, he's famous for those versus the elite competition like the Bears.
But you say elite competition, so this is a real defense. The Bears are a real defense.
Yeah.
And they're going to be able to do some stuff with Fields. And especially like that, you know, a quarterback like Fields, rookie, kind of electric, kind of, you know, real mobile. There's going to be some different stuff in the playbook, and there's really no scouting report on him yet. So usually these guys can be, I mean, Daniel Jones is an example of this, right? I mean, he was like set the world on fire his first 2 games, right? What, didn't he have that big, right about that, huge comeback? So I think this is an upset special for me. I think the Bears go into First Energy Stadium, and I think they beat beat the Browns outright. Bears win.
Yeah,
Fields outplays Mayfield.
We have to disagree on this because, from what I saw from Fields, plays with his feet, but you know, a bad pick already, and he didn't really establish himself versus Cincy for all the hype. I think there's a reason why they want to keep him under wraps because the offensive line is mediocre, and also they probably see things in practice that show that he's not quite ready. So I'm gonna have to go against you. I like the Browns defense, very very solid over these first couple games.
Yeah, they got shredded a little bit by Tyrod.
Yeah. Ben, but don't break.
They broke. They broke a little, John. Yeah. They broke a little. They played good against Kansas City. You know, I mean, the Bears are pretty big underdogs, so it's going out on a limb pick. But I see it. I see it as a close game. I see it as a relatively low scoring game, and I think the kid could steal it. And you know, you have the two big debuts, Fields and Beckham.
Yeah.
So who's going to? Who's going to be the guy, right?
Yeah, it's under the radar, interesting game. It'll be my type of game, a 2017.
There you go,
slugfest.
But you're going with the Browns. Well, we know. Yeah. Even I haven't even talked to Senior about the game, but we know he also went with the Browns. So I'm on the island on this one. That's all right.
But you gotta
message
keep
me, man. Message me. Yeah. We have the chat, me, you, and John.
He was very happy. He was very happy last week.
Make sure you message in that chat when the Bears win this game, Tim.
He was excited over that big win over the Bengals. He was very excited.
It was a nice win, John. It was a nice win.
Listen, I can't really quibble. I'll take any win.
They shut Mixon 20 carries, 69 yards. They shut him down. They held him to 3 through 3 quarters. I mean, the Bears only scored 7. But it's a nice win. All right. Moving on. The Bears! Moving on. I can't believe we're going to talk about these guys so close here. But, sometimes you just got to admit when you're wrong. And you know, Senior has trouble with this. He'll die on the hill. He'll die on the hill. Let them bury him on the hill. Dig him up on the hill, and then die on the hill again. I think the Raiders are for real, John.
Well, there's a big difference in a couple of teams that we'll get to that that will probably, well, one is already 3-0, you know, Carolina, and Denver's 3-0, but those two had the advantage of a very friendly early schedule, but the Raiders, they've earned it. I mean, beating Baltimore, even though the Ravens and Steelers aren't what they were, but still beating those two back to back, that's quite an accomplishment. So, well, and going to Pittsburgh and winning rather handily, and they got a scare with Carr. It looked like he went down, but he pulled through. He's gonna be okay. So that's that. You definitely got to give them credit, and Carr. Yeah, it's only two games, but playing very well.
He's really good.
Making some beautiful passes. He does throw a nice long ball. Not consistent enough, but over the first two games, he's been as good as anybody.
Yeah, and I think for them, like the Ravens game, I thought the Ravens didn't play real well in that game, and it wasn't. It was kind of like a week one slop fest a little bit, but it was a nice win. Very nice win, especially in light of what the Ravens did in week two. But this Steelers game, I mean, they moved the ball. I mean, that Steelers defense that everybody loves, right? That is a good defense. They moved the ball on that defense. It wasn't fluky. Their offense is legit. And I think very good offensive line, right? And the guy that's so important for them to be good, that can take them from, you know, your 7-10 mediocrity to a playoff team, and a good team, is Ruggs. So having that guy who can take the top off the defense like that opens everything else up. If you look, you can see what Gruden's trying to do, why they drafted him, right? It's like a Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, right? If Ruggs is taking the top off the defense, you got, you know, Waller's running, you know, you got to pick your poison, essentially, right? And in this game, Ruggs finally broke out a little bit. And if he can keep that up, I mean, they could be very good. And they have, you know, this is a game most years, because of how I've felt about the Raiders and Gruden specifically, I would pick them to lose this game to the Dolphins. It's the perfect trap game for the Raiders. Tua is not playing, looking ahead, yada, yada. But I think they're for real this year. I think they spank them. I think they just crush them. Like, you know, the Dolphins coming off a 35-0 destruction at the hands of Buffalo. We're extremely fortunate to win against the Patriots in week one. No Tua. Jacoby, right? Jacoby's the starter. I mean, he looked not very good last week. And I just think the Raiders are a better team, and it's in Vegas, in a stadium that, John, you and I know and love.
Yes.
We do, right? We shared a moment.
Yes, we have an allegiance towards the Legion Field, the stadium. Yeah. But I see the Dolphins play a little better. They can't play.
Wow, I mean, that's a strong, not too strong of a statement. You think they'll score in this one? You think they'll get three?
They may give them a little scare, but yeah, Raiders are strong.
What do you think of the Raiders in general, John? Am I overreacting to two?
Nah,
weeks
you stole some of my thunder, especially with the receivers. Sometimes they don't click till about the second, you know, even third year. But Ruggs looks like he's gonna be a star. Just you could tell a big difference when he's on the field. He's got that star potential. He's got that speed that separates him from just the average receiver.
Exactly. Exactly. And Waller is as good as any tight end in the league. It's a really, really tough 1-2 punch to deal with if Ruggs is, you know, playing like he did last week. So, I mean, I think they're a good team, man. I mean, I think they can give I think they can give the Chiefs a little run for it in that division, honestly. Speaking of the Chiefs, I think most weekly NFL shows would have probably started with this game being the classic that it was. But one, you know, we have our home team biases with the Giants and the Pats, and then, of course, Tim's Bears. And then two, with John not really liking high-scoring games in general, we saved it till the mid-card here. But even you, John, had to enjoy Ravens Chiefs 36-35 Ravens. You had to be happy for Lamar.
Oh yes, he finally beat Mahomes, and even though it was a shootout and a slugfest, it shows the Chiefs got to shore up their ground, their run defense. They were just giving up big chunks to Lamar, but also it's always It came down to a couple plays on defense. It's hard to say at 36-35, but that Owe, he forced a fumble. He got a big sack. That's usually how you beat Kansas City. If you could keep him close, and then late in the game you stop him once, so you get a turnover. That's about the only key to, and you need like somebody to make an extra special play on defense.
I mean, that strip was huge.
Yeah,
and the recovery, obviously, right? The Chiefs were going. I mean, there's like zero chance Mahomes wasn't taking them down, yep. And kicking a field goal at the end. But I mean, the Ravens got it done. Lamar played a great game. I mean, he was unbelievable. And I mean, you got a similar thing going on that we were talking about with Ruggs, and this plays right into what you just said, John, about receivers sometimes taking a little while. But Hollywood Brown, who has been average at best the last 2 years, at least through the first two games, looks like he's notched up 11 and is giving them, again, that speed weapon on the outside where you can't just put 10 guys in the box. And that three-headed monster at running back is working out all right for Baltimore. The Chiefs are going to be fine, right? Their defense is not very good. That's kind of old news though, right? I mean, do you think they're going to win the Super Bowl? Like if you had to pick it right now?
No.
No. All right. Do you think they're going to beat the Chargers this week?
Yes, they'll beat the Chargers, but yeah. But they're going to lose a few along the way, yeah.
Because of the defense. I mean, this game is probably another shootout. Right. Yeah. The Chargers coming off of, I don't want to say it's a bad loss to the Cowboys because the Cowboys are a pretty good team. But if you watch the game, the Chargers really should have won the game.
Yeah.
To move the ball like they did and only score 17 points was pretty ugly.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a credit to the Cowboys defense. They were larcenous. They made some key plays, but it looked like Herbert was just cruising up and down the field. But a couple of big turnovers and a couple of big sacks. Dallas Parsons looks like he's gonna be. That's a tremendous pick. We have our Cowboys fans experts who are very disappointed with that pick. I think they wanted Surtain or something, but it just proves that, you know, Cowboy fans are morons that really they really don't know what the hell is going on, even in their own team, because Parsons looks like a friggin' blue chipper. Excellent pick that. Even with the DeMarcus Lawrence, they were able to get a great pass rush and keep that and keep them in the game. It wasn't that high score, and although Herbert had a lot of yards, they proved, just like when they could have beat Tampa, it was because of their turnovers that they forced. So Quinn's got an aggressive mindset, and they're getting a pass rush, and they're gonna get turnovers, and they look like they're gonna take charge of that division starting this Monday.
It's a big game. Cowboys Eagles.
Yeah.
You're giving it away. You like the Cowboys.
Oh, I like them pretty easy, especially with the Eagles' offensive performance. Let's slow the. I think the Hurts to the Hall of Fame. Let's The Hearst Express train to the Hall of Fame slowed down a little this week, putting up a three ball at home.
Some of the week one heroics, yeah, which should make you feel good, because I think you can hang some of that on.
Well, I didn't buy it at all.
The Falcons.
Yeah, well, you know, I shouldn't say too much because I might jinx them. You know, the Falcons probably, you know, beat the Giants 30-10 Sunday if I say too much. But yeah, that's let's slow down. I think they scored
11, John. It was 11, not 3.
Oh, that's right. They got a late. They got a cheap one late. Yeah.
Cheap one late. That's right. So the Cowboys, while you're talking about their defense, their cornerback, is it Travion Smith?
Yeah.
Is really, like, I mean, their defense was so awful the last couple of years. He looks like he's like a, not Smith, I'm sorry, Trayvon Diggs, I apologize, out of Alabama. Looks like a shutdown corner, and I've been impressed with him. So I like the Cowboys as well. I think they might another one that might not be that close. I think they might just stomp them and really lay their claim as the team to beat in that division.
Yeah, it was a big getting Quinn for defensive corner. That was a big addition. He had a great defense with Seattle, and you know, obviously he went to Atlanta and things didn't work out. But the, you know, it's not like the bomb. He came within about 28-3 of winning a Super Bowl. So.
Just a few defensive stops. That's all.
How about just one maybe? But let's.
Was it one? But
let's not torture our Falcon Nation if there are any.
Yeah, I doubt we have any listening. But it's my guess. They would have turned it off a long time ago with all the comments seniors made about that game over the years.
I think Mr. Campbell checks in. He's one of our bosses, so
that's true. Sorry, Chad. Chad's used to it. He's cool.
He checks in for accuracy to keep us on our toes.
So another 2-0 team, who's favorite of our fourth man when we record early enough, Ryder, got away by the skin of their teeth, Cardinals. It was another very exciting game, 34-33 over the Vikings. Kyler Murray looks like, if he stays healthy, he's got a real legitimate shot to win the MVP. I mean, he's playing incredible. Their defense, not so much in this game. This is the kind of game you don't like, John. Real back and forth. A lot of offense, not a lot of defense, kind of sloppy, missed 37-yard field goal.
Arizona got my hopes up that first week, but I think that was just a one-week wonder with that defensive performance.
Minnesota does have a good offense, for what it's worth, right? Arizona's defense should fare much better this week as they go to the absolutely hapless and pathetic Jacksonville Jaguars. Low-key, I know I talked about Zach Wilson's confidence getting ruined. Urban Meyer might be in the process here of ruining the best quarterback prospect of the last 10 years. They look horrible. Absolutely horrible and unwatchable. A joke of a team. They look like they could go 0-16 again. They were never, ever, ever in the game with the Broncos. Just a beatdown, right? And I can't say enough bad things about how the Jaguars have looked. I thought that they would be, I didn't think they were going to be good, but I thought that they would be, you know, at least like a little spunky. You know what I mean?
Respectable, you know, yeah.
Like bad defense, good offense. Instead, it's just like bad whole team. Lawrence was under 50%, right, and threw 3 picks in that game. Do you think Meyer is like one of these you know, like in the Spurrier mold, where just isn't going to be able to cut it in the NFL, or do you think this is more just a bump in the road? And
no, it's looking like that. And wasn't a good move by the owner there. The owner's getting upstaged by his son, who's running a very successful wrestling company, and meanwhile the dad isn't really running a successful football team.
should have brought in Daniel Bryan to coach the team.
Sir, it's Brian Danielson, Daniel Bryanson.
I know. The only guy who can make me root for Kenny Omega.
But I want to go on an upset special, but I can't do that to Ryder. That's they don't even.
You give stay up. Stay away from that one, John. Yeah, maybe they're not winning that game.
And I will no longer. I went 0-3 on my signature West Coast playing at 1 o'clock. That's no longer.
It's not a thing anymore, man. Yeah, the technology's too good. We're all too connected. That goes back to like the plane. There's only three flights a day.
Yeah. Because between the Raiders, the Rams, and the 49ers, they took care of business.
Even if you think the Cardinals are pretenders, which I can see, I think they're flawed, but I think they're for real. I think that offense is really good.
They should be 1-1. That was
That's what the Vikings do. They lose close games. They've been doing it for years.
If it's Blair Walsh, Gary Anderson, or this fucking Joseph, it's just a team doomed by kickers. But also, it's not a good sign. Zimmer's going to be the first on the Black Monday list. Well, when you're a defense-oriented coach, and this is like 2 years in a row where they can't stop anybody, so he looks like to be in real trouble if that continues. You know, the kicking or not. But and Arizona came up with a couple of nice receivers under the radar and Moore.
He looks real good.
And the other one whose name
AJ Green.
Yeah, well.
He had a good game.
Reclamation project, but
I mean, they don't need him to be a number one or anything. He can be a red zone threat for him. It's good.
Christian Kirk too has been nice, and the tight end made a lot of plays. Max Williams. So.
Oh yeah. Game of his life. Under he looked like Mad Max out there.
Yeah. So even though they got a little luck, they do have an explosive offense.
And I mean, to me, they're like a real bad matchup for the Jaguars. Like, I can see the Cardinals losing a game to a team that maybe they should beat, but I don't think it's this team because the Jaguars' defense is so bad. Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals are going to score at least 30 points. This game, I don't see Lawrence doing that on the other side the way they played.
Yeah, Jaguars, everything is rough. So it looks like the Cardinals will be 3-0 going into the big Rams showdown.
Yeah, which is probably 3-1 after that. But we haven't gotten there. Stafford could go down this week. Not that we want that, but it is possible. As we saw last night with Christian McCaffrey, injuries happen. Another game. So there were a lot of good games this week, John. Titans Seahawks.
Yes.
So really kicked dirt on the Titans. Maybe some of that. I mean, they really didn't play good against the Cardinals. I didn't see them going into Seattle and winning. I certainly didn't see them going into Seattle falling way behind and then coming back. And then, you know, the narrative around Henry and all the carries and maybe he's done. Well, after this just ridiculous performance, where, I mean, he was incredible. He won the game, right? I mean, he's one of these games where it's amazing in the NFL that you can have a guy who looks like he's like a, you know, like an adult playing with a bunch of kids. But that's what Henry looks like sometimes. Great comeback victory in overtime for the Titans. Definitely got their season back after a really rough week one. Kind of inexcusable loss for Seattle. You got to win that game at home when you're in. But Henry, I think, is just like a cyborg or something. I think he might be like, you know how like LeBron and I guess Brady to a lesser extent are guys that like the normal rules don't really apply. I think that's what Henry is. He's just made it something different than the rest of us.
Yeah, that was a rare one I nailed. Seattle's been living off the Legion of Boom reputation from like 5 years ago. Their defense the last couple of years just comes up soft in these situations. They're up two scores and they pretty and then as you said, the Henry pretty much got Tennessee back in the game by himself. Man, that's
And so we have the Colts going to Tennessee this week. Yeah. Wentz is a game time decision. The Colts are 0-2. If they lose this, the season. I mean, it's panic button time. If it is any panic button time for a team that was at least supposed to be a decent team, right? What do you think, John? Division? The Colts shocked the world here. It's tough to pick them. It's tough to pick them with the way Tennessee last week. And the Colts gave the Rams a good game, though.
Yeah, it's Wentz, even if not hurt, he's still a little shaky, a little rusty from all that time off, and he's always one injury away from being out. But
he's quite a bit better than Eason.
Yeah, I'm gonna bank on him playing and keeping this division kind of tight, where they'll both be 1-2 and the Colts get their first one. Because I did like how they played versus the Rams. They really hung in there.
They get it done in the trenches. Both sides of the ball, the Colts.
Yeah.
So what they like in, like, the Cadillac skill position guys and stuff, they the trenches and they're well coached. I really want to go with you. I really want to go with you, but I think the Titans are going to win. It's a tough one. I think one of the tougher picks on the board, because the way that division is, to your point, like, the Colts win this game. Right? But I don't know if Wentz is going to play, and if he does play, I think it's possible he doesn't make it through the game, and then they can't beat anybody with the other kid.
Yeah. So. The Titans gotta shore up the defense.
Their defense sucks, but
I was expecting
their offense improvement is very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what do you think of the Rams? Do you think that was their solid road win? 2-0.
Yeah, I mean they're not gonna go 17-0. They're gonna lose a few along the way. So. But they're definitely from day one, they're definitely carrying themselves like a Super Bowl contender, offense and defense. But it was a little surprising they kept the Colts in the game. But maybe they're looking ahead to this week already. Yeah.
I was gonna say this is the game of the week, right?
Yeah.
One, everybody's got it circled. 425 Bucks at Rams. Everybody, you know, the thing I'm hearing is preview of the NFC title game. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 25 times this league. I don't know if that's it, because games into the season, you never know. Both these quarterbacks are not young, and a lot of things can happen. But it is a marquee matchup right now. In Los Angeles, it's real tough to pick against the Bucs the way that they played the first 2 weeks of the season on both sides of the ball. It's real, real tough to pick against them, and I don't think I can. I think at the end of the day, they're a better team, especially right now. They're really clicking on all cylinders. I know one thing to keep an eye on, AB isn't playing because he caught COVID, but if there's any team in the league that can withstand the loss of a skilled position guy, it is the Bucks. They're loaded there. As good as the Rams D is, Bucks offense just seems very difficult to stop right now. More difficult to stop than the Rams offense. So I like the Bucks by a touchdown, John.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Bucks on the road favored by one, but I like the Rams just a little more motivation and with the home field. It's probably going to come right down to the end, a tight one with one play here or there, a turnover here or there. And the Bucs, Brady's not perfect. He always gives one up usually. So that might sway this game. So I'm going to go with the Rams.
All right. I mean, and that's a fair pick, my friend. The Rams could absolutely win this game. So I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a great game. And I don't think it's just going to be this crazy shootout you know, both teams have good defenses. Henderson's dinged up for the Rams, which hurts them a little bit, but you can't really run on the Bucs anyway. But
yeah, I wish it was a little, this one was a little later in the season. It's still kind of early for a big game like this. And next week too, this is quite a juggernaut the Bucs got, where they go to a certain place next week. They go to Mr. Kraft's home.
Tough game for the Patriots. It's a real tough game for the Patriots.
It's gonna be an emotional night. So yeah, that's Tom is looking ahead to that one. So
no one's gonna boo Tom, that I promise.
Oh, definitely not.
All cheers. All cool. Cheers for Tom. As for the Pats fans, all blame the front office. And
it's going to be a love fest. We'll have seen you next week. You can wax board
it. I'd love to go to it, but like the tickets are astronomical. Like it's crazy. They're $1,300 or something to get in the door.
I was with you in Vegas. You practically closed down one of the casinos. You was on a heater so much. So
You were with me the rest of the trip, right?
That's when you turned.
It didn't end after that positive few hours. Unfortunately,
you turned into Silvio Dante. You started
big time, big time.
Silvio at the poker game.
I've not gambled at a casino since that trip, John. that's the truth. All right. So speaking of the Patriots, they're playing the Saints in Foxborough. Everything the fiber of my being tells me the Patriots win this game. The way the Saints played last week was extremely, extremely concerning, right? If you're a Saints fan, the Panthers D is good, not great, good. And Jameis really didn't play good. It was dink and dunk offense. And I mean, they kind of did that in week one against the Packers, and the Packers just didn't show up for that game. Obviously, with the Saints, the truth is somewhere in the middle, right? They're not as good as they looked against the Packers. They're certainly not as bad as they looked against the Panthers. But hanging my hat as a Pats fan on Jameis going into Foxborough against the Patriots defense, which is for real. Against Belichick, where this is the kind of game, this is definitely going to be a slow paced, slow scoring, pretty close, you know, definitely a slow paced, low scoring game where one or two mistakes are going to mean the game. I like Jameis to make one or two mistakes more than Big Mac. Big Mac's been managing well. They built a good little thing around them. They really should be 2-0.
Yeah, the Saints got hit with the coaching staff went down. They were never in that game, and plus with everything being displaced and everything, they're gonna look forward to get home and get right. But that'll be in week four. It's not gonna be this week. I like the Pats rather easily, and hopefully for Saints fans, it's not a trend that Jameis just threw up a couple of, you know, awful picks. That was probably just a desperation because they were behind right away from the jump. Panthers scored in the first drive 7-0, and it seems like the Saints just were two steps behind the whole game. They can never get back. They can never get in this, and I think it's going to carry on another week where they're going to struggle. And then they'll start to get right in week four when they start getting home and getting more comfortable.
Jameis survives at quarterback, or do you think they go to Hill? They won with Hill.
I don't see Hill.
I think it should be Jameis. I don't really like Hill as an every week quarterback.
Me too, but
Peyton does.
and if Jameis reverts to the to the massive turnovers, Pat Payton's not going to put up with that. But I don't see it. I think it's just a one game thing, and then Jason's not going to revert to that 30-40 interception season.
Nice. Speaking of the Packers, good little bounce back for them. Very predictable bounce back win for the Packers. Things get a little more difficult this week as We have the Packers going to San Francisco to play the Niners. The Niners coming in at 2-0 after a nice performance against Philly on the defensive side of the ball. The offense left a little bit to be desired, but that's okay. Niners are favored in this one. I haven't loved what I've seen from the Niners. The Packers are tough to figure out. You don't know which team's going to show up. But I'm going to say that Aaron versus Jimmy G, I'm going to give the advantage to Aaron and the Packers on the road as underdogs. I think they win.
Yes, I'm going to go with the Green Bay, too. The Niners are lackluster in that first game, the way they almost let it get away to Detroit. A little lackluster on defense, and but they kind of dominated the Eagles. But we don't know, you know, whether the Eagles, what they are, if they're a good team or a contender or not so much. So I'm going to go with the Green Bay to keep getting right. Although that first half is Detroit hung in there versus them.
Oh, they did. They did. The second half was a different story. But the Packers' offense played pretty good the whole game. They were awful in the first game of the season. The Packers' defense, I don't think, is very good. All right. I mean, Detroit, it was a lot of kind of self issues, right, with Goff. Goff kind of turned into the pumpkin like he did so many times for the Rams. It's just, I think, matchup-wise, I think that the Niners are a pretty good matchup for the Packers because they don't have a real explosive offense that's just going to blow them out of the water. And I think the pack will move to 2-1 here.
Yeah, we agree on that one. So you know what that means.
You
gambles out there.
Go the other way. Senior would have gladly been on the Niners island by himself. Oh, you're gonna give me the Niners on the island? All right. So, John, any other games you wanted to talk about here?
That's
I think we covered the big ones.
It's a lackluster kind of week. Chargers. I think we both like the Chiefs to bounce back.
Bengals Steelers, kind of a who cares.
Well, it's maybe the Steelers slide continues. Looks like what you guys have been calling for the last 5 years, a Big Ben's finally washed. He doesn't have that offensive line. He doesn't have those explosive receivers can't bail him out.
Well, yeah, Deontay Johnson's hurt. He's not even going to play. I like the Bengals in that game. I don't even think the Bengals are any good. I think the Steelers are bad. We've been waiting for it.
Yeah, their offensive line is. And that was rough. And losing like Villanueva to, and he went right to the Ravens. That was a rough blow for them.
That's it. That's just like the big middle finger right there, right? And Seahawks Vikings in Minnesota, big trouble for whoever's this game.
Ah, yes. In that division, Seattle can't afford to go to 1-2.
No, and this is not an easy game, especially with the Vikings with their back against the wall.
Yeah,
0-2.
I think I like a desperate a little more desperation on the Vikings to get their first one.
I'm with you, John.
If not, you and I are on
the Vikings bandwagon in this one.
Yeah, if not, Zim is going to be the first. Might be an in-season firing if the Vikings go to 0-3. Maybe not necessarily that week, but you know, sometime during the season, he's going to be a rough shape.
And I think the only one we didn't mention here, do we both like the Bills at home against Taylor Heineke? I do.
Yeah,
Bills at home.
Yeah, the Bills bounced back. That was just a bad week for them. They were really angry about that first week performance, and then they rolled on they put a beating on the Dolphins.
Yeah,
and I like them now. And Washington, you have to worry about their defense.
Yeah, I mean, given the way Dimes lit them up, you would challenge should have a good game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, their defense. if their defense is only average, then they're an under 500 team, right? I mean, all the predictions with them of potentially winning the division and taking a step up are all based on them having a top two or three defense in the league, and they haven't looked like that so far.
Yeah, to me, it's looking like it's going to be the Dallas. It's going to roll through the East easy, from the first couple of weeks. But things
very
can change.
John.
Things can change.
They can change. I'm sure they will. When we talk next week, it'll be different. I'm sure. So, John, we're here on the North-South Connection Podcast Network. I personally do one other show once a month with Logan Crossland, Cowboy and Crossland. We do From Squared Circle to the Silver Screen, where we review and take a look back at a movie that stars a wrestler. We did The Princess Bride recently. Great movie. It was a lot of fun. That's all I got. You got anything else you want our faithful to hear you on?
They're not me personally, but Justin and the boys are killing it over on the North-South Connection. There was one episode that I'd like to point out. It's called Now Entering the Rumble, number 17, where Aaron and JT, they go over Ted DiBiase and Roddy Piper, two legends, and all their history and all the Royal Rumbles. And especially one of my favorite moments of all time in wrestling was a 1990 Royal Rumble when Roddy Piper made such an epic entrance and came in, and the friggin' crowd in Orlando almost lost their minds. And he put on quite a performance. So check that out. Now Entering the Rumble, number 17. And there's about 90 other new podcast that we won't get into. So just go on the North-South Connection and you'll see the boys are working real hard on there.
Thank you, sir. So John, enjoy the games this Sunday. We'll be connected via Messenger.
Yeah,
always.
I was I'd like to mention I had a meeting up with one of our good friends, Steve Bennett.
Oh, I saw that.
And,
Dave
Rounds.
How'd that go?
We went to the sports book by MetLife, the FanDuel, and donated some money there, and I had a great time. Unfortunately, his Saints had a horrible performance, but I got him there to see his Saints game at least. And unfortunately, the game didn't go that well, but we had a great time. We met some interesting people, gambling stuff. We have some good stories. We met some hardcore gamblers. Yeah, it was real fun. One guy was just playing over-unders, and definitely some real interesting people. It was nice. A beautiful day. It was a great day.
Did it look like he was he had been real successful doing that for a long time?
There was an old guy in a wheelchair looked close to death, but he was telling us his under over system, and he was like, I think he was winning like every game, so he knew something. The guy was going out in style. Danny, a wonderful man. Yeah, we had a good time hanging out.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good stuff, John. So cool. So shout out to those guys. I'm happy you got to meet my co-host in person. He's even better in person than he is talking like this. So good stuff. So everybody.
Yeah. Now it's back to the couch for the rest of the football season. That was
that's
a rare
it.
Sunday.
Yeah. Ooh, it's tough.
Yeah,
Riders playing flag football. His first game is Sunday. He's in the older 12-14 division. Now the game's 12-1. Noon to one.
Oh, man.
So, I am for the at least for the next 8 weeks or so, I'll be hustling him out of there to get home at 1:30, which is well worth it. It's well worth it.
And we already have to plan ahead. We have a Sunday engagement in November, and I was already looking at the schedule for you where the Pats I think they play Monday night that week, or the Giants play Monday night, and I think the Pats play Thursday that week. So yeah, no, the Pats play Thursday that week.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about that. Like, we'll watch beforehand, and I'm not, as not all that interested in the product that we're going to see. I don't mind being on my phone a little bit during the event, seeing the football games. But me and we'll talk about this later. Ryder and I are going to Arizona for the Cardinals-Texans game on Sunday, October 24th, which is where we're hoping it's still Davis Mills playing a big quarterback. back.
You want a real ringer.
You, yeah, just you want to, a, you want to make sure down. A rider gets just a W. Vicious, yeah. Vicious beat down.
Those are the days. Yeah.
All right, John. So, listeners, I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Please, please, as I always say, reach out to us directly. We like to talk. We love talking sports. That's why we do this. There's no no other reason. Just for fun for us.
Oh, also our boy. One more thing for you. Our boy Robert Silva gave us a lovely shout out. Said it's his favorite football show, and fuck Bill Simmons, which is beautiful. That he, even though that was Roger's idol. That's the reason why Roger got into podcasting. But, he said it's
easy to talk about Bill Simmons.
So thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Keep banging them out for you.
I don't know if I agree with the second part of the take, but that's okay. That's okay. So we're all friends here. You know, everybody's just trying to put out a little show that a few people like. So we appreciate it, guys. And for Mr. D'Amato and Cowboy, enjoy the games this week, everyone.
And stay safe.